I don't know about you guys, but those old hymns, I mean, they, I like the new music, but you just can't beat the old hymns. Our scripture reading from today comes from James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. And for those of you who don't know, James is in the New Testament. It's all the way at the back of the New Testament, close to the book of Revelation. So if you find that, and if you would, stand up, as we'll try to recite our Bible pledge. Put your finger in your Bible and raise it high up in the air and repeat the Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. Here is the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Is Deanna Spencer still here? Okay. She set me up to, you know, she raised the bar up here, and, you know, I forgot to tell her the secret of this whole thing is to set the bar down low. So, you know, the message for today is God is in the hard stuff. Where to turn when the going gets tough. But have you ever noticed that when things are going well in our lives, maybe the sun shines a little brighter, or rains a little harder, I guess, today, but and we notice nature's beauty all around us. People tend to smile as they pass us by. And maybe there's even a vacant parking spot just waiting for you right in front of Walmart. However, when things turn south, they often seem to turn south at the same time. Maybe you get a flat tire and you don't have a jack in your car. Or everyone who crosses your path is in a foul mood. Or my favorite, all the bridge lights on 7 Highway seem to turn red just as you pull up. I think those bridge lights were put there to teach some of us a lesson in patience. I don't know. These are trivial illustrations of how our perspective is corrupt when we're focused to endure or forced to endure a particularly hard situation. Often this frustration that comes with a particular hardship leads to the misconception that God has abandoned us. First, we know that this is not true. God never promises anyone a life free from pain. He didn't even give his only son that. So don't make the mistake of thinking that God has abandoned you when adversity enters your life and things get hard. Secondly, the presence of suffering in your life does not imply the absence of God. You have to know that God is there, and He wants you to come to Him when you're experiencing times of trial. So rather than approaching your hard times with the attitude that God has vanished, use these times to find God. I promise you He is there. He is the only one that is truly always there for us. And He isn't hiding. He wants you to feel His presence. He wants you to sense His love for you. He desires for you to understand His purposes for allowing these difficulties in our life. He will not simply remove these problems if He knows they serve a useful purpose in our life. He never promises to protect us from all hurt, but He has promised to be by our side during every bit of it. Reading this kind of takes me back, and this week I discovered I have to go a little further and further back. The old football playing days under Coach Morrow. You know, there was nothing in high school like Friday night football.